Welcome to Manifest Mastery Podcast. This is season three. I'm your host, Noelle. It is 4:44 on the clock, January 31st, 2023, and this is episode 55. I am so excited to be back after a little bit of a break, and I am ready to take this season by storm. We are going to talk about speaking it into existence. This is absolutely, hands down, one of the most powerful manifestation techniques that I have personally ever utilized. And a lot of my clients have had so much success using this technique as well. I do want to preface this by saying not all techniques work for everybody all of the time. It's important to learn which techniques work best for you and your personality and your emotional makeup and your history. And there's lots of components that go into figuring out which manifestation techniques will be most powerful for you specifically. This is something I help people with, by the way, just in case you want to set up an individualized consultation. You can go to manifestfast.life to do that. But let's talk about speaking it into existence. The first thing we want to do when we do this is we want to feel a lot of emotion. Emotion is very important. Just speaking words mindlessly generally doesn't bring about the faster results. It's not that speaking words mindlessly or subconsciously, not even really thinking about what you're saying or saying things as a reaction or reading things out loud without emotion attached. It doesn't mean those words won't have an effect or that they won't manifest something that you want. I have found, though, that just for speed and for bringing something into your reality faster, having emotion and feeling behind what you want is so important. Because what we're doing when we're feeling and speaking, that energetic frequency is sending out waves, shock waves, to the universe, to the ethers, to the collective consciousness, however you want to categorize it or call it or name it, it doesn't really matter. But energetically, that feeling and your voice reverberating will bring energetically into your reality, your physical reality, what you want much faster, at least based on my personal experience. Now, this is not all the time or none of the time. There are no absolutes with this. However, what I will say is if something is in your mind, in your heart that you really, really desire right now, then it is meant for you, especially if you can't seem to let go of the idea of it. You know, there's lots of things in our life that we want or we think about attaining or experiencing or having or doing or even being that sometimes are just fleeting ideas. Maybe we want that thing, that person, that experience for like a few months because somebody we know has it, somebody we know did it, somebody we know experienced it. And we think, gosh, that would be great. I really want that. I get really excited about thinking about that. And that's okay. And that's fantastic. But then it doesn't happen, even though you think, wow, I really want that. There's always a reason certain manifestations don't come about, of course, because we're not meant to have that manifestation at that time, obviously, since every single thing is being worked out for our greater good all of the time. And if you look back on your own life, you will probably notice there were times you wanted something and you can see looking back why you didn't get it, even though at the time you really wanted it. But then as you went on with your life, you actually forgot about it. It became less and less important. Now, it's not necessarily because it didn't matter, but it's sometimes because it doesn't happen, you give up on the idea of it. Or sometimes it just becomes less important because it isn't what you really, truly deep down want. Now, there are other things you may notice that you have a very hard time letting go of. There might be other things that you want to experience, have, do, be, that you can't seem to let go of the idea of it, the wanting of it. Let's talk really quick about wanting, okay? Now, the energy of wanting or longing is actually an energy that will keep us from our desired manifestation. As oxymoron as that is, or paradoxical as that may sound, that is the way it works. So your desired manifestation, a longing for it, a wishing for it. Other people may have it already and you're jealous, you're envious, you almost are resentful. You look at them having it or being it or doing it and you just get upset. You feel like, why them? I have worked so hard. Why isn't this happening for me? I want you to know that always, as much as possible, be so happy and excited for anybody that has anything that you don't currently have. Just be excited. Be happy for them. Be grateful that they have it. Know that whatever they did in their life to achieve it, have it, even if it seems like they didn't do anything, they didn't work as hard as you. They're not as old as you. They're not as experienced as you. They haven't been through as much as you. They don't deserve it like you do. Whatever your thoughts may be around someone else having something that you don't yet have, just be happy for them. Let me tell you something. The energy of you being excited for somebody else to have something will actually bring you what you want 10 times faster, maybe 100 times faster, maybe 1,000 times faster, because that's the energy you want to be in order to bring things in. You don't want to be in the wanting, the longing, the absence, the gap of not having something. You don't want to be in that energy. You don't want to be in the energy of wishing you could have it. You want to be in the energy of already having it. It is already yours. And I see that person over there has it. They're doing it. They're experiencing it. Now, I understand all of these feelings personally. I have experienced all these feelings in my personal life, in my professional life, in my relationships. It's called being a human being. It's natural. It's natural to feel those feelings sometimes, like, ooh, why don't I have it? Why do they have it? I've been working so hard. I don't have that yet. That's what I was working towards. That's what I was wanting. So I just want to remind you, be happy for people. Be excited for people. The next time you see somebody on social media doing something, flaunting something, talking about something, sharing something, whatever it is, be excited and happy for them. Be grateful that they have it. Now that is the energy. So I just wanted to touch on that really quick. We want to speak into existence what it is that we dream of. And we want to take away the wanting and the absence and the longing portion of it. So how do you do that? How can you speak something into existence, have those feelings about having it, yet take away that wanting portion of it? This is important. It's not necessarily easy to do. That's why this all takes a little bit of practice. Manifestation is not something you need to learn. You don't need to be taught. You don't need to perfect. Okay. And I say this all the time, but it's true. You just need to be more aware of your energy, your thought energy, your word energy, your feeling energy, your behaviors. That's it. That's what we're talking about right here. We're talking about energy management, energy output, input, energy transmutation. That's what we're going to focus on all season. We are going to get really, really clear so that you understand this is all about energy. That's it. So the first thing I want you to do when you want to speak something into existence, get very, very, very clear on what it is, that if it manifested right this second, what would you do? If it was right in front of you right now, if you had it, what would you do? Would you really be ready for it? Or would you have to do a few things first? Ask yourself, would you really be ready? Get clear on what it is. Maybe it's a smaller thing. You know, maybe it's something simple. Maybe it's not moving across country, which might be a bigger thing. Maybe it's just forgiving somebody. Maybe it's something that is not going to take months of planning or weeks of planning. So whatever it is for you, but get clear on it, okay? So that if it showed up today, you would be so appreciative and excited to have it. Now, what I want you to do is create a positive mental image of already having it. I want you to visualize already having it. This is all part of speaking this into existence. I want you to have a clear vision as if it's right in front of you right now and how you're feeling about that. Then I want you to use a few affirmations. For example, let's say you want to earn $10,000 a month right now in your business. So I want you to say every single morning, I am so grateful to be receiving $10,000 a month because of this. I help. I do. And with this money, I'm going to do this. And feel those feelings with a big smile on your face. You know what? Sometimes when I'm in the shower, I will actually write in the steam on the shower, what it is that I'm saying out loud. So I'll say it out loud in the shower. You know, how much clarity do you get in the shower, right? There's a reason for that, by the way. I'm going to do another episode on that. There's actually a scientific reason why we get so many great ideas and clarity in the shower. But anyway, I want you to write in the steam what it is that you're speaking out loud. But this is a great place to do it in the morning. So use these affirmations and clarity of what it is that you want as if you already have it in present tense, always in present tense, because every single thing in your mind right now already exists. There's just a small little energetic gap between it being in your physical reality. That's all that's happening right now. Then I want you to focus on the most positive emotions you can. Excitement, joy, peace, happiness, love. Those feelings, you know, that come in when we're in our best mood, when we're doing our best, feeling our best, when we're our happiest, when we're the most positive, when everybody wants to be around us, everybody wants to hang out with us, everybody loves our energy when we're this way. So be that person when you're at your very best. That's how you want to be when you're speaking this into existence. Next thing I want you to do is I want you to think about what do you need to do, because there's always action. There's always action attached. What do you need to do to bring this in? Is it a phone call you need to make? Is it an email you need to send? Is it a text message? Do you need to go somewhere and speak with somebody? Do you need to go pick something up? What is it that you need to physically do? What action step to bring that in? The next thing is, I want you to let go of whatever limiting belief you have, because everybody has limiting beliefs. Everybody. I don't care who you are. It's being a human. We all have limiting beliefs. The thing is, what do you do with those limiting beliefs? Are you transmuting them into unlimited beliefs? Are you transmuting them into your power? You can take any energy that doesn't feel good and turn it into energy that does feel good when you learn how to do this. And you can do it in an instant. You can do it in a second. And this becomes a superpower. This is one of the greatest ways to manifest what you want so fast. Instantly, a lot of times. So let go of these limiting beliefs like, I don't know if I really am ready for it. I don't know if I deserve it. It's never happened before. Something always happens. I always get sidetracked. Maybe I'm not smart enough, good enough, pretty enough, whatever it is. Let go of that. And then also you can transmute that into, of course I'm ready. Of course I deserve it. Of course this is perfect for me. And the last thing is believe in this outcome. Believe in it. All doubt goes away. That's called faith. So even though there's no evidence in your reality that this is even a possibility, it doesn't matter. Faith is the belief in something unseen when there is no evidence that it's even possible. So I want you to have total faith that what you're speaking into existence is totally possible. And this, my friend, is how you speak things into existence. Motion and passion. You might want to cry about it. You know, by the way, if you cry, that's okay too. That's emotion. That's feeling. But that's powerful energy. Maybe you need to release it. Maybe you're so frustrated that you don't have it yet and you're crying. Maybe you need to scream about it. Maybe you need to sing it out loud what it is. I have some manifestation stories of my own when I've played the piano a lot. And I used to write songs and I would sing out loud what I wanted. I was actually singing things into existence and they were actually happening. So it's very powerful, our voice. Speak it, sing it, say it, believe it, okay? And this is going to wrap up episode 55, Manifest Mastery Podcast, speaking it into existence. If you like this podcast, I appreciate if you could share it, screenshot it, share it on your, anywhere you hear it. Leave a review if you like this. I mean, this is how this podcast can grow. Also, go over to manifestfast.life. We have an ongoing membership, which is unbelievable. It's such an incredible community of like-minded people that you will get to know. And it's so fun. So come over there. It's mainly texting membership, but we're offering different things at different times, like events and online support and stuff like that. Also, if you want customized support where you want to figure out which manifestation techniques work best for you and your personality and your history and your makeup, I will help you with that. You can set up a one-on-one with me. I do other types of consultations. And then, of course, you can have access to our downloads. We have video, PDF, and audio download. So I look forward to hearing from you. Leave a comment. I'm on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. Here's to manifesting everything that you want in 2023 and beyond. I love you.